All right, everyone. We're taking a little break from City of Broken Dreamers to do something a little different. Once in a Lifetime is a game that really fits this time of the year. We kind of wanted to do something that may kind of tie in with horror. Yes, we're still doing Fresh Women. Yes, we're still doing it. I know you guys love it. We're going to continue to do it. We're going to continue to do Leap of Faith. And yes, I'll get back to City of Broken Dreamers, but, you know, the game's not even finished yet. So we might want to go ahead and work on his Depraved Awakening game first. But this game is done. Once in a Lifetime. Completely finished. And it's different. This isn't college. This isn't the future. This isn't, you're a romantic playboy. This is a cult. So, this could be really crazy. Yes. And you can support this game on Patreon, but you'll also be supporting Aeternum, which is his new virtual reality thing that he is... Like, that's the setting for that one. But definitely support these folks. They're making good games, and sometimes it's just one fucking person. Most of the times it is. Hello there. Before you continue, I just want to say a couple of things. First, I want to thank you for downloading my game. I started it as a personal project, but I hope that I would be able to continue creating more games for a very long time. That being said, just a few comments about this game. This is a graphic novel with decisions. We do know that, folks. At certain points, you'll see a menu like this one where you have to choose what to say or what to do. How can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real? There may be one, two, three, four, or more answers. Many of your decisions will affect your relationship with various other characters represented by a numeric score. You will be able to see after choosing an option if the girl liked it or not. Oh! As well as your current points with her. The red heart means you get points, which is good if you want the girl to like you. And the blue one means you lost points because she didn't like what you did. Oh. The point system will determine if you'll be able to access certain events in the future, similar to being a dick. You can check your current points with each of the girls at any time or through the menu. You can also see if you're following a girl's route or not. See? There you go. Path lost. Oof. Be careful. Any bad decision could divert you from the path. If you see the text is in parentheses like this, it means that the character is thinking without saying it out loud. Okay, that's all, folks. I recommend playing with music and sound enabled. It enhances the experience. You'll notice it more as you progress through the game. And keep transitions activated. Remember, you control your own destiny. Think before you act and be sure to take all the opportunities that are presented to you. Because some things only happen once in a lifetime. Yeah, that's the name of the game. I had to put it somewhere. It's likely to be the only reference in the entire game. Well, I'm out. Bye. Do you want pregnancy?
Yes.
What's your name? It's like, of course. Wow, Grim? Really? I'm not here to judge, but damn, your parents must be strange people. Okay, I'm kidding. Sorry, let's get serious. I'm really going now. Thank you for playing and enjoy. My name is Grim. I haven't always had an easy life. In fact, one might say that I had a tough childhood. Oh, sorry? What did you say? Did you want to hear my story? Great, don't worry. I'll try to keep it short. I used to live in England with my parents in a village near Birmingham. Based on some videos I've seen, the house wasn't bad at all. We even had a pool. I've been there before. It could have been a dream. However, my mother died in a car accident when I was very young. From there, everything started going downhill. I never had the chance to get to know her since this happened when I was only 4. I can barely remember her, and the little I do know is thanks to photos and what people have told me. After that, it was just my father and I. However, he was never at home, and I felt lonely for a long time. Let's say he's not the type of father who hugs you and tells you he loves you. Sometimes I spent days and days without seeing him, so I had to learn to fend for myself. But not everything was so terrible. My father works as a financial consultant for various companies, and he earns a lot of money. He has never spent a penny more than necessary on me, but at least I have never had anything crucial missing. I've always been very active, and I've tried tons of hobbies. However, each time I tried something new, I would get bored after a while and just pass on the next new thing. I guess this pattern was partly influenced by our lifestyle as we moved every 1 to 2 years because of my father's work. This meant switching schools, losing friends, and having to adapt to a new place constantly. That was my life until about 4 years ago. Once again, we had to move again to another town. But this time it was different. It was a medium-sized town called Missbury, and I don't know why, but I liked it from the beginning. Soon after we moved, my dad met a woman named Carla. She had 2 daughters. Their father abandoned them years ago. They started seeing each other, and before I knew it, the 5 of us were all living in the same house. I assumed from the beginning that she's in the relationship for the money. That's just my guess, though. Who knows? I've never felt confident enough to ask her about it. I mean, she's way out of his league. I guess she wasn't earning enough to take care of herself and her 2 daughters. Well, there's a red pill. Despite that, Carla turned out to be very sweet, and in the last 4 years, she has cared more for me than my father has in his whole life. And this is me. It took some time to adapt to life here, but the people of this town are nice. Now I'm very comfortable. Sometimes it seems that everyone in this town has a secret to hide, which I love. That makes life here more spicy. About me, I'm a simple man. I like sports, video games, and... Holy shit, I look so evil in this picture I hadn't noticed before. I look like I'm about to announce a plan for world domination. Wow, this is better. As I was saying, I like sports, video games, and streaming shows. However, between this and that, in this town, there's always some event to attend, some mystery to unveil, or some chick to stare at dumbfounded. I can never concentrate on my studies. This is my last year before college, and if I fail to pass all the subjects, I won't be able to leave. And I'll become a failure in my father's eyes, and he'll throw me out, disinherit me, and I'll end up dying under a bridge with a needle stuck in my arm. Damn! Oh my god, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die without ever executing my million-dollar idea for my own brand of mouse pads. Grim? I don't want to die! I'm too young to die! Grim, get your head out of the clouds! What? Oh. See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You can't focus on anything for more than 5 minutes without your mind going somewhere else. Your last exam was a total disaster. I'll do everything in my power to help you pass this history class, but you have problems in all of your subjects, and passing those classes is up to you, nobody else. I know, Miss Wilson, I'm sorry. Look, I know you're smart, you mean well, but I also know that you want to go to college. This is your last chance. Yes, I do. I swear the problem isn't you or the other teachers. It's just that the topics don't appeal to me and I can't keep the words in my head. I really want you to pass the course. I'm willing to give you some private lessons after class over the upcoming weeks if you want. But as I said, I can only help you improve your study methods and with my field of knowledge. For the other subjects, you'll have to seek help elsewhere. I understand. Oh my god, how am I supposed to concentrate with such a beauty in front of me? That perfectly shaped silhouette. That toned body tight under the jacket. Look at those legs, like a Greek sculpture. Oh, mama, she would be able to inspire Michelangelo himself. And those glorious, glorious ahem! Are you there? Yes, of course. You did it again, didn't you? You were everywhere except here. As a matter of fact, I was fleetingly thinking of Greece and Michelangelo reviewing the last topics of our classes. I said latest, but whatever. Yeah, sure. Anyway, you should focus on math, biology, chemistry, and history. I will work with you on that last one. Oh, dear Lord. I had not seen your latest grades in the rest of these subjects. You need to improve in everything. Well, except PE. Yay, that's a point for Grimm. One down. However, many more to go. If you're serious about this, smarten up. How do you fail PE? You have more than enough capabilities. So good. I know, I'm just saying. How in the world do you fail it? The only way you fail PE is if you don't fucking show up.
Yeah.
So get on it. I will, Miss Wilson, I promise. I will not let you down. I will pass all the remaining exams, and I'll pass history with a perfect score. Okay, then, let's see if that's true. You can go now, and remember, if you miss this opportunity, you will regret it for the rest of your life. I won't let that happen. Thank you very much for all your help, Miss Wilson. I really mean it. See you tomorrow! I really need to start getting serious this time. I must start catching up with all the subjects. The problem is, I don't have much time left for the end of the semester. I need to make up for all the time I've wasted throughout the year. I will need some help. Maybe Judy and Lauren can help me, and tomorrow I'll go to the library to study too. Oh look, they're having a theme party contest in the pub tonight. No, not today. On weekdays, I can't keep from lurching from one distraction to another. Hey Grim, we're playing some games today when we get home. You joining? Get away from me! Finally at home. No more interferences. One more minute outside and someone would have offered me a trip around the world for free. Hello, I'm home. Hi, Grim. And that's Judy. She's a year below me in school, but I'm sure she knows more than almost all the seniors. More than me, for sure. She's always getting straight A's and never gets into trouble. When are you gonna tell us she's your sister? The truth is that she has always treated me well. When I got here 4 years ago, we became friends right away. And it seemed that we had been living in the same house forever. Did you talk to Miss Wilson after school? Yep, she told me my grades are a total mess. See, I told you you should have stopped being lazy so long ago. There we go. Yes, yes, I know, but that's over. I'm a new man now. Miss Wilson's words made me reflect. Oh, really? Because what I believe is that what she told you just went in one ear and out the other, and you just sat there undressing her with your eyes. And I don't want to break your heart, but I have to tell you that she's already engaged. What? How? I mean, no, I know she's engaged, and that's not the point. I'm really going to make it through. Miss Wilson offered to tutor me in history, but I'm going to need some help with math, biology, and chemistry, too. Okay, okay, if you're really that committed, I'll help you with whatever's in my power. Thank you, Judy. I know I could count on you. Of course, if you want, we could start tomorrow afternoon with algebra and statistics. Math has always been what I do best. For chemistry, you should ask Lauren. You know she's a true expert in that subject. I'm sure that if you ask nicely, she'll help you out too. Yeah, I hope so. Well, thanks, Judy. We start tomorrow then. Sure, I'll help you selflessly, but you owe me a favor. I don't think that means you're doing this selflessly, but okay, I owe you a favor. You can write it down. Thank you, bro. See you later. At this time of day, Lauren should be in her room. The hell? You live with all these women?
I think, what, his dad leave or something?
I guess. Yep, there she is. That's Lauren, Carla's other daughter, and Judy's sister. She's the same age as me. And there's obviously a few months difference between us, so we're in the same grade, obviously. Overall, she's not as good of a student as her sister, but she's a natural when it comes to chemistry. So much so that she got a scholarship for college because of it. Hi there, Lauren! Judy and her look a lot alike physically, except for the hair color. But when it comes to their personality, they're quite different. While Judy has always had this super cute and friendly attitude, Lauren was colder at first. When we first met, she barely spoke to me, and throughout the first month, she just kept giving me rude responses and bad looks. But as time went by, we started to trust each other more and more. Our relationship deepened, and today we're great friends. I respect her, and she respects me as well. Hey, what's up, dumbass? Well, we're still working on it. What are you doing? Not much, really. Just watching the new season of Ozark in this episode. No. I don't want to know. I haven't seen it yet. Okay, don't worry, I won't spoil it for you. So, did you want to tell me something? Yeah, the thing is that today I talked to Miss Wilson after school. It turns out that I'm not doing that well and I need to catch up in some subjects. Ha ha ha, I knew you were going to fail all the midterm exams. I haven't seen you with a book once this entire year. You would always say, yeah, don't worry, Lauren, I have everything under control. Okay, I get it, I deserve it and I fucked up. I need your help with chemistry. It's probably the one that I'm most behind. I know how good you are at it. Chemistry. Yeah, I'm kind of good at it, I suppose. Question is, what's in it for me? I mean, I'd have to invest a lot of my scarce and valuable time to help you get out of this hole. Oh, come on, isn't the feeling of having helped me enough? It's tempting, but I think I'm going to pass. Okay, then, you win. What do you want? Oh, actually, I haven't thought about it yet. Yes, a couple of things do come to mind that might come in handy. Ooh, yes, that will do. Don't worry. When I need you to pay your debt, I'll let you know. Oh, God, I'm already accumulating favors, and I haven't even begun. Okay, then. We have a deal. You better be the best chemistry teacher in the world. Nice. Pleasure doing business with you. I'm looking forward to starting. You are far too excited about this, which kind of scares me. You have no reason to be, my dear apprentice. I don't know what you're thinking of asking me, but don't worry about that now. Go and study by yourself to find your weak points. It'll be self-empowering. But come on, don't waste more time. Bye. Okay, then. Let's begin. I've got everything ready. I think I'll start with biology. I've always liked it. Let's see which section I'm on. Main reactions of the tricarboxylic acid cycle and other routes of catabolic oxidization of acetyl-CoA. Damn, okay, I see they want to play rough. I'm going to have to start at the beginning. I should get a snack to gather energy before I'm starting. I'll be right back. Oh, fuck, I got hooked by that film and by the end it was already time for dinner. But now, yes, it's study time. Let's get hyped, baby. Everybody out of the way, because here comes the world's newest top student. We start now. Let's go! Wednesday. What? Oh, fucking shit. I fell asleep. Oh my God, it's morning already. I don't even remember when it happened. Where was I? Prologue. I want to dedicate this work to all my graduate students who have slaved away in my lab so I can fly around the world for conferences. Oh, fuck. I didn't even finish the first page. Anyway, what's done is done. It's 8 o'clock already. I should join the family for breakfast or I'll be late to class. I can already smell Carla's ham and cheese sandwiches. Grim? Oh, no. That's Charles, my father. He was supposed to leave today for a business trip to Russia for a couple of weeks, maybe longer. I thought that by this time he would have already left. Let me see. Yeah, music volume's up. I guess just this game doesn't have music for everything. He goes away so often, and and if I have to be honest, I'm glad. The days he spends away from home are much calmer and happier. I have no idea what he actually does in that job, but I hope he will continue to do so for a long time. Good morning, Dad. Finally, you woke up. Is this how you plan to get into a prestigious university? Doing nothing but getting up late, watching TV, and playing your stupid video games? When I was your age, I was already working. I paid my way through college and still managed to be the top 1% of my class.
Sarcastic?
Yeah, Dad, I know. When you were my age, you were perfect and everything you did was impressive. I dishonor your legacy of greatness. Are you trying to mess with me, you ungrateful kid? Be careful with what you say, because I will not tolerate your disrespect in my home. If you don't pass your courses with the highest scores, you can start looking for some other place to go. And you better have changed this attitude of yours by the time I get back, or I'll stop paying for your whims. Now move! As kind as ever. In case I didn't have enough pressure on me. I'm gonna accomplish it, but I'm not gonna do it for him. I'm gonna do it for me. Anyway, I should get something to eat. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, bro. Did you sleep well? Yeah, I did. Despite sleeping in the chair, I slept surprisingly well. In the chair? Yeah, I fell asleep there last night while I was studying. Wow, how industrious. How far did you get? I didn't make it past the prologue. Ha ha ha, don't worry about that. At least your intention was really good. Yeah. With our help, in a few days, you'll have mastered everything you need to know. You can take that for granted, right, Lauren?
Yeah, for sure.
At this rate, in a few weeks, you may be even able to read past the table of contents without falling unconscious. Ha ha ha, very funny, Lauren. Keep making fun of me. We'll see who has the last laugh. Ha ha ha, don't get touchy. With me as a teacher, it would be strange if you didn't earn a scholarship too. And besides, I'm motivated to help you. The more you improve, the bigger the favor I can ask from you later. The deal sounds worse every time you mention it. I'm sorry, buddy. A deal's a deal. Good morning, Grim. Oh, I didn't see you there, Carla. Good morning to you, too. That's Carla, my father's second wife and Lauren and Julie's mother. She has tried to make me feel comfortable from day one. My father doesn't deserve her at all. The money problems that she may have had at the beginning are no longer an issue, but despite that, she doesn't leave him. He doesn't know how lucky he is for being married to such a beauty. I have prepared some sandwiches and the fridge is full. You should have enough food for the next few days. Oh, that's right. Carla's also leaving on a trip with her sister, Cora, to a luxury spa. Cora gave her 4 nights there as a birthday gift. She should be back on Sunday, though. All right, kids, listen up. As you know, I'm going away for a few days with Aunt Cora. I've left everything ready, so you don't have to worry about almost anything. While I'm gone, Judy is in charge. What? Come on, you can't be serious. Lauren and I are older than her. Yeah, that's not fair. That's a clever decision, Mom. The last time you three were alone and you were left in charge, Lauren, when Charles and I came back, we found the police at home. That's because that old moldy neighbor of ours calls the cops at the slightest noise. And Grim, when we remodeled the kitchen a couple of months ago and told you to wait for the contractor to finish the installation, you didn't listen and set the curtains on fire trying to make some popcorn. You aren't exactly a paragon of responsibility. Okay, that's a fair point. Judy has always been responsible, and I want to give her a chance, as you should do as well. If you don't behave this time, I'll have to hire a babysitter as if you were little children. Okay, Mom, we'll behave. You won't have to worry about anything. Yes, just go and enjoy your massages and facial treatments and whatever else they do at the spa. Everything is going to be okay. Thank you, kids. That makes me feel calmer. I know that if you want, you can be trusted. Of course! I've left you a chore list with specific tasks assigned to each one of you. Among other things, I'd really appreciate if Judy could take care of the laundry, Lauren could wash the dishes and keep the kitchen clean, and Grim could clean the bathroom. The shower drain is clogged with hair. Ugh, I got the best part. Well, I'm off to the train station. Take good care of yourselves and don't make me suffer. I'll call you when I get there. See you all soon. Bye, Mama. Goodbye, Mom. Bye, Carla. Have a safe trip. Let me help you carry your luggage up. Okay, thank you, Grim. My Uber should be here any minute. When does your train leave? Not for almost 2 hours, but you know I like to arrive early in case something happens. Cora is even more anxious than me. She's probably already there. Well, thanks again and be good. I'm always good. Enjoy your mud baths and see you soon. Oh, and before I forget, your father forgot to take his office key with him. I found it on the floor next to the nightstand. I suppose he dropped it when he was packing his bag. I'd just keep it myself, but he might come back to grab it before catching the plane. You know how nervous he gets about people in his office. Can you hold on to it in case he comes back? If he doesn't, just put it somewhere safe in your room. Okay, sure, I'll handle it. But Grim, if he doesn't show up, I'm asking you sincerely not to use it. I know it's part of the house, and all that ours is yours, but, well, I know your father can be really sweet, but he also gets irritable when someone touches his things, especially with regard to his study. I'm not familiar with this sweet side of him. Don't worry about it. I'll keep it safe. Now, go and have fun. Thank you, Grim. I will. Be safe and goodbye. Ah, my car is here. I need this more than breathing. Here I come. Goodbye. Be good. Yes, you've told me that 40 times. Go already. Okay. Remember, if something happens, you can call me or Cora, and I wrote down the phone number of the spa on a paper above. Okay, I'm going. Bye. Hello, sir. I'm coming. I said I'm coming. Less hawking and more getting off your ass to help me pull the suitcase to the car. You just bought yourself a bad rating. Ah, the key to the super forbidden room. My father uses the basement as kind of an office where he stores thousands of documents from work. Sometimes he spends all night down there. He never lets us in, and he always leaves it locked. Judy once went downstairs, and when he saw her, he yelled so loudly it made her cry. A father leaving behind a key that opens a mysterious basement where he keeps his secrets. It's like Attack on Titan, which is true of the manga. Except this time, the most exciting things down there are dust and accounting documents. Anyway, what does it matter? I should be going to school. I'll just leave this here. A few hours later. Alright, that's it for today. Remember that there are only a few weeks left until the final exams. If you want to pass everything, you must start studying right now. Especially those who are way behind. Okay, that last bit was definitely aimed at me. And for homework, read chapter 3 about the youth of Alexander the Great. I'll be asking some questions about it tomorrow. See you all there. See you all then. Well, one more day down. Do you have any plans this afternoon? Yeah, I'm meeting Judy at the library to study. Hey, that's good. She has a lot of patience, but do your best anyway. Sure, I will. Hi, Lauren. Me and some of the guys are going to hang out in the alleyway behind the old factory this evening. We'll have some drinks. We'll have some fun. You free to join us? That sounds fun, Tom, but I can't today. Sorry. It's funny because you're always busy. Come on, don't play so hard to get. I'll come by around 6 p.m. to pick you up, all right? I already told you I can. Don't come near my house. I'm losing my patience now, Laura, and this is why you're always alone, despite being so hot. You're a rancid bitch.
Help.
Call her that again, and I'll punch you in the face, moron. Oh, look, it's the town's biggest loser, thinking he's something. Excuse me, what did you say you were gonna do? Because I think I didn't hear you right. She already told you she's not going, so fuck off. Who the fuck do you think you're fucking with, loser? You think that because your daddy married her whore of a mother that she's yours now? Well, she sure isn't yours, so shut the fuck up already and get yourself out of here. Or what? What are you gonna do about it? I've had enough of you, Grim. I've ignored your bullshit in the past, but now I'm gonna ruin you. Be careful every time you turn a corner. Wow. Okay, I have to admit the bravery was quite impressive. Your voice didn't even shake. I mean, it's Tom. He beat up Marcus last week just because he thought Marcus was making fun of him. Marcus needed 10 stitches in the hospital. Okay, I was missing that information. He may conceivably kill me. Laughs. Don't worry. I know how to manage him. He's just a lot of muscles with an empty head. I'll protect you. Yeah, like I believe that.
Must be British muscles.
I hope so. Otherwise, I'll have British muscles. Otherwise, I'll have to put into practice that online course on ninjutsu I did last year. All right, folks, we don't need pictures of British bodybuilders. We get it. British men do have muscles.
I'm sure there's some muscular out there.
There's some really muscular British women out there.
I know. Every time I watch Mr. Bean, I said, damn, those English are muscular.
Going home, you should start packing your stuff, too. And Grim, thank you for that. It was nice. See you later. Well, now that that's over, I must go to the... Hi, bro! Ah! Shit, Judy, you scared me. Ha ha ha, yeah, I noticed that. Weren't you supposed to wait for me at the library? Yes, but I decided to wait for you at the school entrance. And when you didn't show up, I came to get you. Are you ready? Yes, I think so, whenever you want. Yay, come on, go! We are 20 minutes behind schedule. Oh, okay, I follow you. Let's go. Alright, here we are. Oh my god, this place is a mess. Come on, it's not that bad. There's only a few books on the floor and a bit of trash here and there. Is that a dead rat? Concentrate on what's important. There'll be time for dead rats later. Okay, let's try to find a table that's not sticky. That would be easy. I know the perfect spot. Do you come here often? Well, since Miss Osher passed away... Is it Osher? Since Miss Osher passed away, the library has been left unattended. The town keeps it open, but now there's nobody to look after it. However, it's almost always empty, so it's a good place to study or just to be alone and think. Sometimes you'll find some wacko getting high in here, but we're getting sidetracked. Here we are. Clean table, no rats in sight. Now, I'd like to start by doing a review in the form of a quiz of all the subjects you're weak in. This way, I can know where you're having more problems, but mostly this would be useful for yourself to know where you need to try harder. Cool, some kind of trivia then. This could even end up being fun. Of course, you'll see. I'll try to touch on all the subjects. Okay, let's start. Here comes the first question. What event determined the start of the Middle Ages? You know, I'm not even really sure myself.
What event? Does it have a multiple choice? I could probably tell you.
The fall of the Western Roman Empire, the Hundred Years' War, the Huns invading Europe, or the conquest of Westeros by the Targaryens?
Well, I know the Huns never invaded Europe.
Definitely not Westeros. Would it be the Roman Empire or the Hundred Years?
Like the Well, you know, that's why you have the current English, because when they first came to England, they didn't speak anything close to what we call English today.
Right. So, you think it's going to be
that or the
Hundred Years' War?
Well,
which one are you?
I'd say would the you first
like,
one.
Okay. It's like, would you like to phone a friend? It's like, phone a friend.
Okay, second question.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Oh, that's Leonardo easy. Da Vinci.
Yep. What is the chemical symbol for gold? Ow.
G-A-G.
I thought it was A-U. Okay. In photosynthesis, what is released as a waste product?
Carbon dioxide. Oxygen, because
okay,
it's photosynthesis.
Wow, so we breathe plant shit. What does HTTP stand for? I know, Hypertext Transfer Protocol. I know that one. Who discovered penicillin? That's Fleming, correct? Should be. Who theorized Albert Einstein?
Yeah,
that was easy.
Boy, if he didn't know that, he is pretty...
Where is the smallest bone in the body?
It's not in the dick. You know, we're one of the few animals that don't have bones in our dick.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, let's see. The ear.
What is the capital of Australia? Perth or Sydney?
Sydney.
Perth. I don't know what the fuck. Somebody's like,
Perth is where they... what is that? Stone. It's a mining town.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Yeah, there's probably an Australian guy. What the fuck, Grim? Perth?
What is that? I think it's opal. It kind of has a rainbow reflection.
It's Sydney.
Yeah, I know.
In Greek mythology, which of these gods wasn't fathered by Zeus? He had over 100 children, didn't you know? What a stud, eh? Kronos.
Athena, because... No.
Kronos.
Kronos. Okay.
Who was the main actor? Yeah. Who was the main... Time. What was the main actor in Top Gun? What does this have to do with anything on the test? Answer the questions. Don't get distracted. Tom Cruise. I still need to watch it. What's the missing number in the following sequence? Oh, motherfucker.
3, 4...
9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Oh, Lord.
Okay.
You want the choice? You need to look at it again.
Let me look at that. Mm. One, that's the missing number in the following. 1, 2, 3. So, 4 is missing. Then 5. Three of those are missing to 8. 8 plus 5 is 13. 13 plus... Or no. Okay. Hold on. Shit. Okay.
That's a little... Yeah,
well, 13...
Tricky.
Okay, 13 plus whatever equals 34. Okay, so that'd be 21.
1 and 1 is 2.
21.
Oh, 21. All right. What is the most densely populated country in the world?
China.
Yeah. How many dots are there on 2 dice?
how many dice.
Okay. On two dice.
On two dice. So.
What does that have to do with.
Three. And then.
Mr. Math. Two.
Three is six. Plus four is ten. Plus five.
Oh my god. So you have to find out how much is on one dice.
Plus
and then multiply.
Six is. 22.
By two.
No, 21, because it's let. Okay.
So one dice is 21 dice.
21, so 42 would be okay. Both.
Yeah. You multiply it by two.
Yeah.
You're in a room with two doors. One door leads to safety, the other to death, but you don't know which is what. What? What okay. kind of question is this? An armed guard stands. Oh! This is good. An armed guard stands in front of each door. One guard always lies, the other always tells the truth, but you don't know which is which. You can only ask one guard one question. What question do you ask, and what do you do once the guard is answered? Which is a safe door, then go through the other door. If I were to ask the other guard which was the safe door, which door would he say, then go through that door? If I were to ask the other guard which was the safe door, which door would he say, then go through the other door? Which is the safe door, while the guard is thinking, grab his spear and threaten the other guard, saying that he will cut his friend's throat if he doesn't stop playing his little game and tell you which is the safe door, then go through that door. That's literally what I would do.
Seems like the obvious answer.
It does. I don't think they want you to say that, but that's literally what we would pick. And if we're in the wrong for it,
we'll see.
That's red pill to me. Okay, let me check your answers for a second. You got 12 of 15 correct. That's not bad. Uh-huh. It could be better, but it shows potential. Thank you. I know I can do better. Let's not waste any more time then. Let's start. Sure, I'm feeling motivated after this.
Maybe it was the Hundred Years' War.
Maybe we were not supposed to answer that last question as we did, but that's okay. It was real. Jeez, I tell you what, that was intense. For sure, it's already 8 p.m. You know what this is? This is a sound novel. Sound novels are novels where the music is not apparent, or it's very... Either there's no music,
yeah,
or music is very scarce. And it basically is more about the sounds. Sounds are supposed to freak you out and jump scare you and stuff. And they can. But I get the feeling that you learned a lot in just a few hours. At the end, you were even doing those statistical distribution exercises that were troubling you so much. Yes, that's true. I have that feeling as well. Now I just want to get home, grab some dinner, and watch TV. Yeah, that's well deserved. I'll eat something too and go to bed early. Today I had a running test in PE and I'm exhausted. True, my class has that scheduled next week. Well, have a good rest then. Thanks, I'll pass out as soon as I hit my bed. I've been there before. Oh, look at that!
Oh, yeah.
Rick and Morty. Finally some rest. Got a full belly, a productive day all around. And now I'm just watching some Netflix on the couch. That's what they call happiness, I guess.
I hate to tell them they're not on Netflix.
I know. Nobody exists on purpose. Nobody belongs anywhere. Nobody exists on purpose. Nobody belongs anywhere. We're all gonna die. Come watch TV. Morty understands. Hey, what's up? I see you're hogging the TV. Oh, dear Lord. Yep, that's about right. The first one to arrive controls the remote. Yeah, sure. You only say this when it suits you. Can I join you at least, or do we have to fight for the couch, too?
Sure.
Of course, just make yourself some space. Nice. Can we watch the last episode of Black Mirror? I'd actually be down for that.
Yeah?
Sure, but after I finish Rick and Morty. Of course, you know I love Rick and Morty. You notice I'm cutting out the excess words.
Yeah.
You had any dinner? Yeah, I ate some rice I found in the fridge. What? I was saving them for lunch tomorrow. It was supposed to be my lunch. Now what am I gonna eat? Oh, you poor malnourished boy. You'd think there wasn't an entire fridge full of food. Besides, you didn't even cook it. My mom did. Okay, I'll try to find something else. Listen, Morty, I hate to break it to you, but when people call love, it's just a chemical reaction that compels animals to breed. It hits hard, Morty. Then it slowly fades, leaving you stranded in a failing marriage. I did it. Your parents are gonna do it. Break the cycle, Morty. Rise above. Focus on science. You sold a gun to a murderer so you could play video games? Yeah, sure. I mean, if you spend all day shuffling words around, you can make anything sound bad, Morty. You have a whole planet sitting around making your power for you? That's slavery. It's society. They work for each other, Morty. They pay each other. They buy houses. They get married. And they make children and replace them when they get too old to make power. That sounds just like slavery with extra steps. Ooh la la, someone's gonna get laid in college. Damn, this show is good, but can we watch Black Mirror now? Yeah, let's go for it. What, so she wasn't real? But then it was all a simulation? Yeah, and the husband was just a product of her imagination. Ah, now I understand. The cabin was just a metaphor, an illusion created by that futuristic and evil corporation. I hope this isn't a fucking spoiler for the actual episode. I have several seasons of that I need to watch. But then why did the son shoot his friend?
Fight. It only had a couple episodes.
No, it don't have a couple episodes. It's got several seasons.
I can't remember.
Couple episodes in... yeah, a couple episodes in each season, but they're movie-length episodes. And one of the seasons is actually a choose-your-own-adventure. Like, literally. I don't know how... Yeah, you get to pick what they did.
Okay.
Because he was being blackmailed by the doctor who was having hallucinations because the chip he installed himself to be able to read his lover's mind when they were at that psychologist that uses extrasensory methods to communicate with the dead. I see, it all makes sense now. It's pretty late. Yeah, it is. Another one? Another one. Dude, you're not gonna... Well, he did study. What? Oh, I fell asleep. I should go to bed. If I sleep two nights in a row sitting, I'm gonna hurt my back. I need to rest properly. Okay, let's go. I'm gonna take a piss first. Oh, Lauren fell asleep too with her head on my lap. Thank God I didn't get hard. That would have been embarrassing. Yeah, it would have been. Good, she didn't wake up while I was getting up. I'll leave her there. This couch is pretty comfortable. Yep, she's deeply asleep, and Judy has been asleep for quite a while, too. I should do the same. Good night, Lauren. Oh, Mama, she has a killer body. I would grab that ass and... Okay, I need to calm down. It's too late to fantasize about this, and I don't want to get overexcited and have to jack off. I'm a gentleman. Are you now? Okay, here we are. Ah, nice, there's only 4 hours left till the alarm goes off. That's fucking great. And how can it be this warm at 3:30 in the morning? Ah, fuck it. I'm sleeping naked. I'll be the first one to wake up in the morning anyway. Ah, yes. This is better. Now I can... Oh, I fell asleep on the couch. And Grim has already gone to bed, too. I should do the same if I want to have some energy tomorrow morning. God, I'm so sleepy. Yep, as I thought, Grim is sleeping in his room. Night. Uh-oh. What the fuck is that? He is naked, and he is hard. And... Fuck it, if that's not huge. Maybe it's the perspective. And the lighting. Yeah, that plus I'm too tired right now. That would explain it. I should go closer. Just to be sure, though. I mean, I haven't seen him naked since the first month we met, 4 years ago. He came running through the living room when he thought nobody was home. We all had a good laugh that day. But there's no way he's grown that much. Of course not. Just a quick look to confirm it, and I'll be leaving. Okay, that seemed just as big as when I saw it from the door. Oh my God, why am I getting horny? Well, I know why, but I should go. It's just... I can't pull my eyes away from it. It's a mix between curiosity and arousal. Holy mother, that thing is bigger than my arm. I would never have imagined Grimm to have a cock that big. Not that I ever thought about it, but I don't know. He never seemed the type. I wonder how it must feel when it's inside you. I mean, I can't even imagine fulfilling, I guess, or maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't even fit. God, I've been standing here for a while now. Can I touch it? Should I? Maybe I should. I doubt I'll find myself in a situation like this ever again, and my curiosity's killing me. There's no way he wakes up. We've had terrible thunderstorms in the night, and he doesn't even notice. Maybe I'll tell him about this in a few years when we're both grown adults and we'll have a good laugh.
Will we? Oh, you remember that time I raped you in your sleep? Oh, we laughed for hours.
I'll just touch it really quickly before I leave. Just for a second. Wow, it's warm. And firm. And hard as a rock. Okay, now I'm really fucking horny. I don't think I could ever even get my hand around it. Maybe if I... Huh? What? I could have sworn I heard something. There's nobody here. Ah, I must have dreamt it. Oh, yes, I still have 3 more hours until the alarm goes off. I'm going back to sleep then. I just... Holy shit, that was close. He almost got me. If I had been just a split second later, it would have been the most embarrassing moment of my life. Maybe I got a little carried away. Okay, Lauren, wash your face, drink a glass of water, and go to sleep. Tomorrow will be another day, and hopefully you'll be able to forget any of this happened. Thursday. I like that band. Ah. Is it morning already? Yep, and I'm running late for a change. Anyway, I should get up. Busy day ahead. Oh man, that's right. I fell asleep naked. Thank God Carla isn't home. She usually wakes me up if it takes too long to come down. Although I always sleep in pajamas or in my underwear, that has generated some tense moments since she has found me with Morningwood more than once. I might have to put a lock on the door. Yeah, who am I kidding? I love that when it happens. It's pretty funny. Really? Okay, let's have a shower and some breakfast. Good morning, Grimm. Hi, Judy. Did you sleep well? Yeah, wonderfully. I needed those 8 solid hours of sleep. Boy, I like 8 hours. I woke up a while ago and I made you both some breakfast. Wow, that's too much, Judy. Thank you. Don't worry about that. You know I like to cook, and this time I only had to put on the table some things I found in the kitchen. Come here, I'm making coffee, and it's almost ready. You can get yourself a cup. Keep calm and carry on.
Yep, they're in Britain.
Sure.
I knew that because they asked them to go to the pub, and yet...
Oh, right.
You can go at 18.
Now that you are studying hard, your body needs some fuel to start the day. I haven't eaten either yet. I would love one of my worldwide famous... grilled cheese sandwiches. I'd love it so much I'm going to prepare one for myself right now. Have you ever tried a cheese sandwich that's better than the ones I make?
No, of course not.
Can you make me 6 of them to take away?
Yeah, I'd love 6 grilled cheese sandwiches.
Right now, I'm pretty hungry.
I am. My stomach is growling.
Yes, I can. I'll put them in your backpack. Awesome. Damn. Shit. Too bad we don't have late DoorDash. Or somebody just... They have a grilled cheese sandwich place. Like in the city, they have that shit.
Shoot, by the time we leave here, even McDonald's is
closed.
I
know.
They say 24 hours, but...
It's bullshit. And they don't serve grilled cheese at McDonald's.
I know.
That sucks. You're
not
going to
find one of those.
It's really surprising that there aren't any fast food restaurants that have grilled cheese. They could have a bomb ass grilled cheese. Yeah, Huddle House, but I'm talking about.
I don't even know how late they stay open anymore. They used to be all night.
But I'm talking about grilled cheese, like, as a fast food item. Like, you can go to a Burger King or something like that.
I think you can get it at Sonic.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, I think they do have it there. So, did you go to bed late? Yeah, well, the thing is, Lauren and I got hooked watching TV, and next thing I know, it was past midnight. at the end, we both fell asleep on the couch. And while I realized that and went to my... After a while, I realized that and went to my room. I left Lauren sleeping on the couch because I felt bad waking her up. Oh, maybe that's why she's acting so weird today. She sat at the table and thanked me for the breakfast, but she looks like she hadn't woken up yet. Really? I'll go and check on her. I've already got my coffee. Sure. Hmm. This smells delicious. I actually have some fries from Popeye's left over. I forgot about them. 3 o'clock in the morning, but I'm hungry. Ugh. She really seems distracted. Okay, Lauren, just act natural. Nobody knows what you did last night. He was sleeping and he didn't notice anything. Nobody saw you touching his dick like a stupid, horny schoolgirl. So now we're going to get on with our lives, and when he says hello, you're going to raise your head and say, hi, sup. Good morning, Lauren. Hey, howdy there.
Not what you meant.
What the actual fuck was that, Lauren? Howdy there? Really? You must be thinking I'm stupid or on drugs. Hmm, she really is acting weird. She must be nervous about something or on drugs. Oops, I forgot to bring the sugar. Woman, get up. Go in the kitchen and bring me some sugar, quick. Well, damn. Excuse me, what did you say? Do you want this fork in your eyes? Ah, thank God. This is the Lauren I know. You were acting weird. Now we can enjoy this magnificent breakfast Judy prepared for us. Okay, I'm sorry. That's true. This is delicious, Judy. Thank you, but seriously, it's just some toast with bacon and coffee. Everybody can do it. No, they can't. There's women that can't boil water. There was a story was told where there's a woman that boiled water and she fucking burned the water.
I think that's, I told you about my friend's wife.
Yeah, that's happened.
She's gotten better at it.
That's happened, but there was a story I heard from Drex, who said that he knew a woman that literally burnt the whole damn pan. Just let the water boil out. Thank you, but seriously, it's just some toast. Okay, everybody can do it. No, they can't, but whatever. Maybe, but we appreciate it anyway. Well, I'm going to shower and get changed. Yeah, once I've had breakfast, I'll be leaving too. Today after class, I have tutoring with Miss Wilson. I feel like I should be doing all this in a British accent. Good, tomorrow we'll study chemistry too. Okay, but the day after tomorrow is Saturday. Let me breathe. I can't study on the weekends. We'll see. For now, focus on your tutoring today. When you're done, you must remember to meet me in my classroom to repay the favor you owe me. I'll be waiting for you. Oh, they're using the British spelling of favor. What? When did we talk about this? There's no need to talk about it. Come on, eat your toast. See you later. Where's the tea? Yum, yum. I wonder what sort of repayment she's come up with. Yum. Yum, yum. Fuck me. This bacon tastes like it's straight out of pig heaven. A few hours later.
I don't think that's heaven for a pig.
Nope. Okay, that concludes today's class. From now until 7:30 p.m., I'll be giving tutoring sessions in the study room for study room number 3 to the students I spoke with. The first one will be Grimm. Join me there in 5 minutes, please. Oh, nice. Say it a little louder, why don't you? I think the back row still haven't heard that I'm a useless piece of shit. Of course, Miss Wilson. Okay, here we are. Hi, Grimm. We can start whenever you want. Let's not waste any time. Take a seat somewhere, if you please. Sure. So, how have you been spending your time these last couple of days? Have you studied anything since the last time we spoke? Yes, I have, Miss Wilson. As I told you, I'm taking this seriously. I have sat and studied several subjects for hours and hours every day, especially history, in order to make you proud, Miss Wilson. Oh, for real? Then I'm assuming you took a look at the chapter about Alexander the Great. I told everyone to last lesson, didn't you? You just need to listen to the Iron Maiden song. Yes, of course. Then you wouldn't have any problem telling me, for example, who was Alexander's tutor. He had none.
It's not... Yeah.
He had none.
Yeah. No.
Hold on.
I think it's... It's so not...
Is it Leonidas?
It's... I think... Because it's... Or
It can't be Aristotle. No.
It's not Achilles or Zeus, because they're fictional. Be. There you go.
It's Aristotle?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Well, even the maiden song.
The only one that I would think would be a tutor.
Okay, good one. You even... excuse me. Okay, good one. You even seem convinced. Good work, Grimm. Keep it up. Thank you, Miss Wilson. I promise I'm going to give it my all.
Leonidas is a...
Yeah, from Lord of the Rings. No.
Not Leonidas. Not
Lord of the Rings. He's from 300, isn't he?
Yeah.
Good work today, Grimm. So tell me, how is everything going these days outside of school, I mean? Pretty good, actually. Same as always. Are Lauren and Judy treating you well? Yeah, sure. Then you better treat them nice as well. Lauren has a gift for chemistry, and although you need to run after... And although sometimes you need to run after her, she is very talented in many other ways. And Judy, well, she is the best student in her year. You couldn't learn from anyone better. That could not be more true, Miss Wilson. Carla, my stepmom, also helps me a lot. I've been lucky. And what about your father? I'm sorry, Grimm. Let me know if I'm going too far. I don't want to pry. It's just problems at school are often caused by problems at home. Not at all, Miss Wilson. Don't worry. I don't mind talking about it. My father's never been there for me. I never expect anything from him, so I'm never disappointed. The years after my mother's death were hard, but now at this point in my life, I feel great. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Grimm. But thank you for sharing it with me. I've always thought that getting to know someone better is the first step to establishing a stronger, more trusting relationship. If I can help you with anything, just let me know. Thank you, Miss Wilson. You're doing more than enough. I'm very grateful. You are the best teacher this school has ever seen. You are very kind, Grimm. Thank you. Teaching is my passion. I've never had any doubt that teaching is where I belong. In fact, I can't even stop teaching on weekends. On my free Sundays, I give private lessons in my apartment to some students from other schools. Even David, my fiancé, helps us sometimes. Oh yeah, the wedding must be coming soon, right? Yes, it is. There are only 2 months to go. We're dealing with all the wedding prep right now. My dress, the photographer, the band, the cake, invitations. Are you nervous? You know, it is a big step. Yeah, I am. I'm terrified. I mean, I'm afraid of something going wrong. Lately, I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around it all. You know how it goes. All brides go through it. I know David's the one. He is the love of my life, but at the same time, I cannot help but feel doubt. Might I be rushing into this? I guess it's just pre-wedding jitters, don't you think? Of course it is. He's a great man.
Let's see what the other options. There are a lot of different feelings coming up. Whatever you choose to do, it will be the right decision. Maybe you shouldn't marry. You deserve it. I tried the middle one. That sounds neutral.
That got 2 points. Thank you, Grimm. That was great advice. Now that I notice it, though, how exactly did we end up talking about my private life? I don't know. Thought if we get to know each other better, we'd be able to establish a stronger, more trusting relationship. You said that like 3 or 4 times now. Haha! Don't you dare use my own words against me. Okay, Grimm, that's it for today. The next student will be here any minute. I think it's Tom's turn.
Didn't teach him shit.
Oh, shit. I should get the hell out of here. Is there anything I can do for you? Now that you mention, I just wonder if it'd be too much to ask if I could attend those private lessons you mentioned and you do on Sundays. Well, those classes are designed from students for other institutions. You can see me every day at school. I know, but the weekends are when I can be most effective, and when I run into difficulty with some subjects, I can't progress. I would pay you as much as your other students. Okay, maybe you are right. I know you have great potential, and I can see you're trying hard. I'll help you, and don't worry about the money. Aha, thank you so much, Miss Wilson. You're the best. He didn't laugh, but whatever.
Ha-ha!
Don't worry about it. I'll see you on Sunday, then, at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'll text you the address, and you can call me Rebecca. Oh, my God, what an honor. Aha, don't be silly. Tomorrow, I don't have your class scheduled, so I'll see you on Sunday. That's perfect. Thank you very much for everything, and see you soon, Rebecca. Hello, Miss Wilson. Are you ready? Okay, I think I'll open the window and go down to the fire escape. Fire escape. Yeah, I don't like to miss a chance to practice sports. Bye. Phew, that was close. I almost killed myself on those damn stairs. If everybody here is supposed to go down that rusty structure in case of a fire, there'll be many, many dead. Why the hell did you jump down the fire escape? But the important thing is that I'm still alive and I could avoid that Neanderthal. God, there's not a single soul here. Everybody already left. I should hurry and find Judy. She must be wondering where I am. Why is she still here? Hi there, Judy. Sorry I'm late. Finally, I was beginning to think you'd forgotten about me. I could never. You better not. So how am I going to repay this favor to you? What dastardly scheme have you come up with? Ah, yes, that. Don't worry, I'm not going to make you do anything weird. You know I love shopping, right? I know you don't like it, but I'd be pleased if you'd come with me and keep me company, hold my bags, and give me advice about what looks better on me. Okay, no problem. A deal's a deal. Great. In addition, I plan to buy 2 or 3 outfits, which are quite expensive. And since I don't have enough money, I thought of going 50-50. What? When did I agree to that? Yay! Shopping time! A few minutes later.
Few minutes to get from the school to the shop.
Here we are. This is the best shop in all. No, this is the shop. I still don't know how I've allowed myself to be deceived this easily. Everything you can imagine you can find here. Dresses, jeans, jewelry, hats, shirts, lingerie, shoes, and even costumes. Well, at least maybe I can find something for myself. Oops, sorry, only clothes for girls. Don't worry, this will only take a couple of hours. 3 at most. Somebody shoot me in the face. Come on, time will fly by, you'll see. First I'll grab everything that looks promising and then go try it all on and see which things I love the most. Okay, I'm gonna get that one, this other one. Oh my, I can't believe they have these in my size. I'll try this and this. These swimsuits are new. The ones from last summer don't fit me anymore. I need to try this one and the other. This is so cute. Ooh, this one's even cuter. Okay, now that I've scanned the entire store, time to try everything on. Oh my god, I've never been so bored in my entire life. We've already been here for an hour. And who knows how long she's gonna stay in there. Come on, then. What are you waiting for? What do you mean? I need you to come with me, remember? I need to hear your opinion. What, don't you want me to be in there? In the changing room with you? Of course, hurry up.
Huh. Okay.
What's going on? Suddenly, this horrible afternoon just became the best day ever. I can't believe she wants me in there with her. Okay. Excuse me. Oh boy, here we go. Ah, fuck me, there's a room divider. Wait there, I'll show you what I took from the store. I was already fantasizing about seeing Judy changing her clothes in front of me. You were expecting me to get changed in front of you, were you? That thought hadn't... Hold on. You weren't expecting me to get changed in front of you, were you? That thought hadn't even crossed my mind, I'm sure. Okay, pay attention. First of all, I need a casual dress. Something simple. Wow, that was fast. Yeah, we've got no time to waste. Do you like it? Sure, very summery. Cool, let's try the second dress. Okay, this one is for colder days. You know, in Mistbury, there are these sudden, massive temperature changes that nobody knows where they come from. It's foreshadowing. This jacket makes me feel comfortable and keeps me warm at the same time. I like it.
It's good look.
And it also lets me bring a sweater hanging from my waist. Cool, but if it's cold outside, why would you be wearing a short skirt? Because it's super cute. I understand. And last but not least...
Well, that's a better look.
I like this one for my semi-formal meeting, such as the school award ceremony next month. Nice, I like how you managed to combine formality and cuteness. Yeah, that was the effect I was going for. Okay, let me see what else I have here. So far, which one do you like better?
Third. Or everything on you, everything looks good, maybe. I don't know. I got 3 points.
Whoa, haha. You certainly know what to say to a girl. You're right. I'll buy all three of them. Thank you, Grim. Oh my god, this is going to cost me an arm and a leg. And now the moment everybody was waiting for has arrived. Cosplay time. Halloween is right around the corner and I need to be prepared. What are you talking about? It's only March! Well, maybe not for Halloween, but Jasmine is throwing a costume party at your house and I need something cool to wear. Lauren already got something. What? How come I'm just now hearing about this? I don't know. She told me so herself. I can't believe she didn't invite me, that snobby bitch. You can bet your ass I'm going to that party, with her invitation or without it. You look upon the world around you and you think you know it well. I have smelled it as a wolf, listened as a cat, proud shadows that you never dreamed existed. Wow, that's cool. Morgan, isn't it? Yeah, of course it is. I can feel the magic flowing through my veins. Aha, I love it. Wait, there's more. Oh, cool. It's just business. Don't take it personally. Master Raven. Wasn't her dress blue, though? Well, she was also a voluptuous black woman with dreads, and I'm not. Touché. You're gonna like this one.
Yep, that's the one.
Oh, mama, my dear Cindy. That character was too hot. I agree. And the last one. Just a second. You okay back there? This one is taking a little longer. Yeah, it's a bit complicated to put on. What the hell? Oh, yeah. What the hell is that? I don't know. I just found it with all the other costumes that I feel like the greatest commander of all time. As if I were the general of the Imperial troops. How much does it weigh? Around 30 pounds.
30 kilograms.
I don't know how much it is. How much does it cost? $699.99. You know I'm not paying for half of that on top of all those other outfits, right? I guess that's understandable. Is there any of these costumes under 100? Maybe if they do a 50% discount. You'll have to look for a costume elsewhere. Okay, you win. I'm not buying my costume here. They're all so expensive because they're imported from Bangladesh and all handmade. At least let me buy a bikini. Just one of the four I picked out. They're cheap. Okay, but just one. And then we're leaving before you find some other even more expensive type of clothing. Great, let me try them all on. Wow, this is getting interesting. Anne, aren't you going to say anything? What? Yeah, sorry, it's great. Cool, I'm going for the second one. Man, Judy looks impressive right now. She's grown so much since I first met her. She's no longer a child. None of us are anymore, I guess. Well, this one I was looking for simplicity. Simplicity, it's just a two-piece white bikini. I see, it's also very nice. The style is once again trendy, or so I've been told by Iris. Iris? Yeah, come on, you know her. She's my best friend. She's been home dozens of times. She's in my year. Short, redhead, green-eyed. Oh, yes, of course, I remember. You have the memory of a goldfish, you know that? I don't know, you got 12 out of 15 in yesterday's quiz. I'm beginning to suspect that you cheated. That's not true. My brain is able to remember thousands of facts that are insignificant or meaningless. It's a gift. Haha, I won't argue with that. I still remember when you had memorized every speech from Lord of the Rings. Oh yeah, and I still have it, baby. Oh yes, I can't think of anything more sexy than that. You should write it on your resume. Where did I put the last bikini? All I see are skirts and fake armor. Yeah, don't worry. Take your time. We're in no hurry. Aha! Found it! Well, this is the last thing. Opinion? Looks perfect on you as everything else. Great. I hope everyone feels that way at the pool. You know how it is. Small town. People gossip. I especially like how this one looks from behind, don't you think? Yeah. Holy mother of God. When did Judy get that ass? It's begging to be slapped. Oh, the temptation. Grim? Eh? Oh, yes, it's lovely. What is it, the swimsuit or my ass? Because I'm not sure what you are gawking at. What? Me? I would never. I mean, it looks great. I see you've been training, but you're... what I'm trying to say is that... Haha, relax. I'm just kidding. Thank goodness. Well, we're done here. I'll pack up my things. You can go now. Are you sure? Don't you want me to help? Yes, I'm sure. You've done more than enough. Thank you for being here, Graham. It means a lot to me. Don't worry about that. It was fun. It's the least I could do after all your help with my studies. Yeah, I know. But thanks anyway. Mwah. See you later. Phew, that got heated up very quickly. Tonight I'm going to have to relieve the tension if I want to be able to sleep. It's getting quite late. I should head home already. Have some dinner, playing games on my PC, and a quick wank and in bed by 12 o'clock. Sounds good. Friday. We made it all the way to Friday. All right. So, pass. 2 of 20, 0 of 25. Oh, look how many choices you have for some of these girls. What's that noise? Oh, it's the phone. Somebody pick up the phone. I'll have to do it myself. Why is nobody answering? Where the hell is everybody? And why can't we have a landline like any normal family? I wonder. Landlines are dangerous. They're easier to wiretap. From now on, we'll have a cell phone as a family phone. Yeah, sure, Dad. Maybe you haven't noticed, but you aren't a CIA special agent. Oh, it's Carla. Hi, Carla. Good morning, Grim. How's it going out there? Pretty good, actually. Everything is running smoothly. I'm glad to hear that. Are you taking good care of the house? Of course. I had to remind Judy and Lauren to do their chores, but it's under control. Oh, really? Then I assume you've already completed the task I asked you to do, haven't you? Yeah, I've done it all. Just out of curiosity, which one are you referring to?
The bathroom.
The one I told you in the kitchen before I left.
The bathroom.
Yes, that one. You'd better have done it by the time I get back. Remember, I'm returning Sunday night. Phew, that was close. I must remember to have it done by Sunday. Of course, when you get home, you have to wear sunglasses when you walk into the bathroom. Haha, I hope so. Have no fear, I'm a new man now. Ah, yes, how about that? Are you studying hard? Yeah, I am. Judy and Lauren are helping me a lot. At this pace, the final exams won't be any problem. Even Miss Wilson offered me a private lesson on Sunday morning. Wow, that's wonderfully kind of her. Be sure to thank her warmly for it. Yes, I'll try. And what about you? You must be so relaxed that you don't even remember where you work. You bet I am. Cora's getting massaged from a muscular Cambodian man right now. I bet she is. It's the third time today. I think she'll be disappointed when she finds out he's gay. His name is Jay. He's a funny guy. You'd like him. Ha! He wouldn't be the first ripped gay Asian masseur. Yeah, the first ripped gay Asian masseur with whom I am friends. Really? Do not ask why. Aha, okay, I won't. It's a little weird, right? Hello, honey. What are you doing in there all... Oh, excuse me, that's a different guy. Hello, honey. What are you doing in here all alone? Maybe you'd like to have a drink? Or I could massage you for free if you want. I've got the Ultra Deluxe Crown Suite, you know. Give me a second, Grim. Some creepy dude is stalking me at the pool. Sorry, sir. I'm married. Married? I don't see any ring on your hand, darling. Can you leave me alone, please? You know what? Don't bother. I'm the one who's leaving. Okay, it's better here. Are you still there, Grim? Yeah, I am. Are you okay? Yeah, don't worry, that man is gone. Did I hear him say you aren't wearing your wedding ring? What? Yeah, I took it off to be more comfortable, and I didn't want to get it dirty. Yes, I see. We know what she's doing. Anyway, are my daughters around? It's a very good question. I was wondering the same. I'll check. Judy? Lauren? No, I'm sorry, Carla. There's no one here. Oh, cancel that. Here comes Lauren out of the shower. What in the fuck do you want? Can I ask why you're screaming like an elephant in heat? I was looking for you and Judy, and nobody was answering. Yeah, well, Judy already left because today she had to arrive at school an hour earlier, and I was taking a shower. And now I'm getting the floor all wet. Oh, okay, don't worry about that. Mother Nature will dry it out. No, she won't. Go get some towels to soak this up. Oh, is my mother on the phone? Yeah, do you want to talk to her? Of course, gimme. Okay, bye-bye, I'll pass you to Lauren. Hi, Mom! Hi, sweetie, how are you? I'm great, just doing all the work around here as always. Haha, that's what you all say. Yeah, but in my case, it's true. Lauren, I'm grabbing some breakfast and taking off, okay? Yeah, sure. See you later, Grim. And what did you do after that? What? And where was Aunt Cora? And is he gay? And he is gay? No way! Ha ha ha! A few hours later. Okay. There we go! So, we got through all of the first couple of days. We haven't gotten to the crazy stuff, but I will tell you that the icon for this game is a fucking upside down satanic, like, pentacle. Like, black metal style. So, yeah. Something's gonna happen.
I'm wondering.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. Trust me, I've already kind of read. I've got a nut. Like, I mean, it gives you a description, you know, like a summary plot, a little, not a spoiler summary, but it kind of tells you what is going to happen. And it says, what will they do? How will they escape? Something like that. But this does involve a cult, and that's the big, I mean, you can even go on the itch.io page and you can read that. And things probably get pretty fucking crazy. They get very dramatic very quickly. So all this slice of life bullshit is basically going to come to a head really quickly. So at any rate, this will be the Grim Lord. And I'm out for once in a lifetime. And we'll be back with more as things slowly start to unravel themselves.